when we said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala live or exist, and you are live and you are exist, your life and your existence different than his life and his existence. Exactly, his hand, his wisdom, his knowledge, his mercy, his anger, his face, exactly the same. Like his life and his existence are different from your face and hands and mercy and anger and life and your existence. طيب. They also said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not above his throne at all. And they refused that so bad and refuted this. A'udhu billahi ta'ala. Also they said Allah, when he said that he is ar-Rahman wa ala al-arsh istawa. See, now they not like al-Jahmiya before said he is not and that's it. Al-Mu'tazila started with something else, starting with something new, which is they said istawa, it means istawla. They are the first one who said that Allah ar-Rahman al-arsh istawa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is istawa, it means above his throne. He said, no, it doesn't mean above. Istawa, it means he captured, he took back, he get control over, he got control over his throne. As if the throne was with somebody else and Allah took over it. A'udhu billah. So, this is something was a new, and the scholars start refuting that, and they said whoever believe Allah is not above his throne, not above the world, he's not even Muslim. Also they came with something very disturbing in that time, that they were also, they had a lot of talk about refuting the idea of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be seen in the day of judgment or in Jannah. They said Allah Azza Jal, nobody will see him. And they start using some evidence from Quran to say that. And that's totally wrong, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that the believer will enjoy seeing him and his face in Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala. Also, they came up with the idea of that Al-Quran is not one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's words. They said Al-Quran is something Allah created. So Kalamullah is like Baytullah, like Kaaba. Allah created Kaaba. But we told them, but Al-Kalam is attribute, but Al-Kaaba is a creation. Al-Kaaba something exists outside, but Al-Kalam is not something out by itself. Al-Kalam has to come from somebody who talks. So Al-Kalam has to be contribute to someone who talks. You understand the difference? ما هي بعرض قائم بنفسه لا ما هو بشيء قائم بنفسه لا بد له من موصوف صفة. We said that the difference. So al-kalam, Allah's words, it is his attributes, one of his attributes. That's the way we describe him, that he talks. And that's why we said al-Quran cannot be a creation, because النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said I seek refuge by Allah's words. If the Quran is a creation, so the Prophet ﷺ asked to be protected, he asking a creation to protect him, which is the words? No. He asked Allah because Allah's words is not different than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Al-Quran a creation, so that creation, he's the one who said to Musa, I am your Lord. They said Al-Quran is a creation. Is something Allah created. So Al-Quran saying to Musa, I am your Lord. That voice that Musa heard, I am your Lord. If wasn't Allah, who was it? The Mu'tazila said was an angel. There's an angel can say, I am your Lord to Musa. They said, no, it is the rock. So the rock said to Musa, I am your Lord. They said, no, it was in the air. So the air said, I am your Lord. They don't have no way to go. You see, so their madhab, their idea was so wrong. It's been reported that even they try to pay money to some of those who read, who used to recite Quran, to change some words in Quran to support their madhab. Such as Allah said, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. They pay a guy, they said, since you teach Quran, teach the children the verse this way, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهَ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. What's the difference? The first one, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا, Allah told to Musa. If you make it, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهَ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا, it became, Musa talked to Allah. You switch the meaning. So that guy said, even if I change this, what you are going to do with? فَلَمَّا جَاءَ مُوسَى لِمِيقَاتِنَا وَكَلَّمَهُ رَبُّهُ. He said, this verse, you can't change it. You can't play with it. It only means that Allah is the one who talked to Musa. But in any way, any means they can do to change or to spread or to support their ideas. The second principle they have, what they call it, justice. Al-Adl al-Ilahi, the God or Allah's justice. What God justice means in the Mu'tazila sense? They said justice, it means that Allah Azza wa Jal, He did not created our actions. Allah Azza wa Jal has nothing to do with what we are doing. You remember Al-Jahmiyyah was the 180 degree, the opposite. They said Allah, He is the real doer for everything happening in the earth. Every good and bad happen, Allah, He is the one who doing it. Those people said, no, no, we cannot say Allah doing bad things. So what we should do? We should deny that. We said, no, you create your own actions. Allah has nothing to do with it. It's not by Allah's will. It's not by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create. You created another. You are the creator. So they made other creator with Allah. A'udhu billah. And they claim that we create our own bad deeds. Allah has nothing to do with it. Why? They said because if we said Allah created our deeds, we will become like Jahmiyyah. So how Allah will punish us for things He created in us? That's what they said. They said if Allah created us and our deeds, how He will punish us for something He wanted from us and He يعني, allowed it to happen. We tell them, Allah Azza wa Jal, how Ahlul Sunnah see this issue. I don't want you to get out of the class with the wrong information, you think it's the right one. That's the most wrong or dangerous part. So you hear something wrong and you think, oh, this is what I heard. Then after a while, I heard Sheikh Waleed saying that, you know what, Allah didn't create our actions. That's the problem. So either you don't participate at all, or you make sure that you are listening carefully. So what we believe that Allah Azza wa Jal created us. Muslims believe that Allah created us. And He created us and created in us something called capability and will. صح؟ Allah created in us capability and will. خلق فينا قدرة واستطاع. By our will and with our capability, we do our actions.